Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So now we have tension in the building, but it was seventh floor Ethan that drew first blood.
Such an idiot.
I had to call him out this morning, and we had a bit of a confrontation earlier this morning, and now there's tension in the building. Did you miss that earlier this morning? Get caught up on the Burt Show podcast. We upload the entire show, or segment to segment, where you can hear me and Ethan going at it this morning. The Burt Show is located on any podcasting platform.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I once again get to skirt off any responsibility women might have for their failing relationships and put it off on men. This all has to do...
I had another cup of coffee. I'm so sorry.
Take another every day. I love it.
So the executive producer of Love is Blind, one of my new favorite reality shows, it is replaced the gap in my heart that was left when The Bachelor went to absolute crap.
Is this the first season you're watching it?
No, I've watched it since the pandemic. Now, the pandemic season cannot be beat. Mm-hmm. That was the greatest. Like, we all needed that show.
Was that number one, the first season?
Yeah, that was Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
Love is Blind Atlanta was so good.
So I watched it the first season, and then I started to get into it on the second season. It was just kind of the same things over and over again.
Oh, no, but it's so good. I love Love is Blind. So the executive producer, it's a woman named Ali Simpson, and she was asked, you know, when you're looking for the cast members that you're going to cast for the next season, like, what are the types of people that you look for and how do you cultivate good relationships? And she said that there is one key to finding relationships that are going to last from the show.
Be tall.
No, because it's Love is Blind, not Love is B6'2". But that's how I date.
But your face doesn't lie. Once they come out of those pods and they see you, they see the disappointment.
And that's true. That's why Love is not blind.
But I have seen clips, and there's ways around. Be like, so if there was a coffee mug on the top shelf in my kitchen, would you be able to fetch it for me without using a step stool?
Have anybody ever thought that you were a horse jockey?
Can you fit through a doggy door?
Hey, the men do it too. They're like, it was that one guy, Shake, who was like, you know, if we were at a music festival, could I lift you onto my shoulders?
Mm-hmm. That was so trash. And the fact that he thought it was slick and she wouldn't see through that, I'm like, are you an idiot?
I would have reversed it on him. I'd be like, yeah, well, what do you bench press? You know, seven marshmallows. So Ali Simpson said that the challenge to finding these relationships that are going to last, she said, and I quote, is to find nice men. She said, we think it's such a cool experience.
That's revolutionary.
Let me cook. I'm firing up the stove. We're cooking here.
Okay.
She said, we think it's such a cool experience and experiment for people to do. And we want to bring on really quality individuals. We want people to want to do it because we've seen it work. And then she added, if you look at the husbands who come on the show, it's the really nice guys who it works out for. We just need nice men.
Yeah, we've said this. I mean, this is kind of a cliche, right? Like when you're in your 20s, you think it's kind of cool to hang out with the rebel, the guy that isn't so safe. But then you get a little bit older and you've gone through all the D-bags and now you're like looking for a nice guy, and that's when you find your husband.
I know. It's sometimes there are some guys that have done some of these women wrong, Shake being one of them, asking how much she weighs without really asking how much she weighs. And listen, I know that there are bad, shady women out there in the world. I'm not saying that dating is only bad for women. I'm just saying if the executive producer of one of the biggest reality shows of all time is saying that it's really hard to find a nice guy, I'm just saying there's some legitimacy here.
And there's probably a lot of nice guys out there too that are like, just give me a chance.
I don't get them most
instead
of
waiting for the guy that has a six-figure bank account and is like 6'2". All right, so have you seen the clip that has gone viral recently for Love is Blind? Because I don't watch the show, but of course clips will pop up in my algorithm or my For You page. And the gaslighting, I was shooketh. So I don't know how this show works, but the dude comes into a pod and he's expecting one girl, but it's a different girl that's sitting there. So he calls her by the wrong name.
Oh, he's face to face with her, or she's behind a...
No, they're in their pods. They're in their pods, so they can't see. So he comes in and calls her by the wrong name. And she is like, and he goes, this is blank, right? And she's like, no, this is blank. And he's like, oh, you probably think I'm a D-bag, don't you? And he goes like, well, I don't... However it ended up, he turned it around on her and he's basically like, well, I don't think you should be mad at me. And if you're mad at me, there's a problem with that. It was so bizarre. And I'm like, who is this goof? Because he is definitely not one of the nice guys that she's supposedly looking for on the show that is supposed to be husband material, because the gaslighting was next level.
Thank you for underlining the point I just made in my entertainment news story, Kristen, that it is very hard to find a nice man.
Just don't gaslight me.
And be 6'3". It's not that hard.
I've got two qualifications.
All right. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.